Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos lists off the end of the Minyan Ha'esen and the end of the Minyan Ha'lavim, lists off a list of Hashmatas HaMitzvos that the Rambam failed to count. So the Hashmatas to the Minyan Ha'esen, which is Sefer Zion, who thinks that the Rambam forgot to count, the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Miriam and Zechiras Chet Ha'ega. He suggests, he quotes the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, we have to remember the Chet Ha'ega. We just write the suffix whether this mitzvah is Lidoris or a mitzvah Lashor. Maybe it's only a mitzvah Lashor for those people who worship the Ego. So they have to remember Chazi Hashem, even though they had sinned, Hashem is brought to Gagan. Then he's Masik, his Maskanas, that he thinks that it's a mitzvah Lidoris. Magen Avraham writes like that as well, without quoting the Ramban. Magen Avraham in Siman Samach quotes the Yaltik Shemoini, that it's a mitzvah in a Torah to lain at the part by Parsha Zohar, once a year, every year. To lain the Zechiras Chet Ha'ego. Yitoch HaKlach Ba'asorah. They should have a minion. So the Kriyas HaTorah this Shabbos, according to this opinion, is a real Chiyuv Deraisa. Kriyas HaTorah B'chlal on Shabbos, the question. We're going to Gemara B'yam B'merubah. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana shalayot l'shloshes yamin b'loi Torah. So from the Gemara would appear that the Kriya on Sheni V'chamishin Shabbos is it only a takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, not really min HaTorah. Although it doesn't really say that in the Furish, one can still insist, but like the Ritvah, the Ritvah in Megillah, in the Bach, and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah claim that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is really a din d'oraisa. Just why did they institute a Kriya on Sheni V'chamishi as well? Kedei Shalayachu Shloshes Yamin B'Loi Torah. So the Kriya on Shabbos has a double function. It's a Chiyuv min HaTorah as a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shabboson, or as a Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Ramban HaChumash writes it in Parshas Emor, a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mikra Kodesh. He says Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that the Tzibu should be Mesaseh Mikra, like Kuri Hoed, everybody should get together for the purpose of Torah, for the purpose of Tefillah, so to have a public shiur. Not stamp to learn the chavis, to have a public shiur, to have a kriyas haTorah b'Rabim, to have a tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ramban claims is a real din d'oraisa. So even if you hold like that it's a din d'oraisa, some say that it's a kima mitzvah Shabbos. But Shabbos means you should be. No, Ramban doesn't say that. No. That's Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation. He gave a whole Yom Tov. That's his interpretation of the Ritva's opinion. And Megillah. When Megillah says that Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Zerach. So Rav Soloveitchik thought in a tziv. Rav Soloveitchik said over in a tziv in the Shulchan says like that. But the mitzvah Shabbos and is a mitzvah seseh to be shovis mi malacha. In order to give Shabbos and Yom Tov a Shabbos atmosphere, a Yom Tov atmosphere. How do you give a Shabbos atmosphere? Just to shave the altase. By abstaining from malacha. There's a key on mitzvah to shave the altase. So it could be like on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes that the one who fasts on Yom Kippur harezi ki a mitzvah seseh. Not just an Issa to eat, it's a Kima Mitzvah if one fasts. And sometimes you have a Kima Mitzvah by not doing anything, shave off. Let's say a Nazir, the Rambam writes that the Nazir who has observed the Yisurim of Tiglachas and Tumim and Yayin, Harez Akiya Mitzvah, Sasev Kodesh Yigabal Peres Arash. He fulfills the Mitzvah Kiyum. It's not just an Issa Resi, it's a Harez Akiya Mitzvah Sasev. He could say it's a Kiyum message just by abstaining from Malacha. Oh, one could perhaps say that's. Well, Rav Soloveitchik thought was pshat in the Ritva, that the Ritva wanted to explain how do you make it into a key message just by not doing anything, just by sitting back. They thought that by having Kriyas HaTorah, that's one of the things that you need the Kumi Asay to fulfill a key message of Shabbos. So Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov may be a mitzvah deraisa because of Mikra Kodesh or because of Shabbos or whatever, in addition to the fact that it's a fulfillment of the Takana deRabbanan. But this Shabbos for sure it's a special kiyum, according to this Ramban and the Magen Avraham and Siman Samach. It's the kiyum of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel. What's the mitzvah of Zechiras Chet Ha'egel? That everybody should walk around with a guilty conscience. Should all walk around and realize that they were born in sin. That, the competition holds up. We have a very cheerful outlook on life. We don't walk around that we're sinning. So it's fakir. The Ramban says in the Hashmatas when he says this mitzvah, so he says it's to remember Chazer Hashem. Even though Bnei Yisrael had sinned, still the Rabban Shalom helped us pull out of it, and he forgave everything, and he didn't wipe us out. Number two, to remember the lesson of tshuva. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah that David HaMelech wasn't really Roy to do the Maisa of Chet Basheva, and then he saw but not really Roy, the Hoysa should be also the Rim Loisa Maisa, they really shouldn't have done the Chet Oiga. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of suspended their Bechira Choshes and caused David HaMelech to sin, because B'nai Yisrael to sin at the Chet Oiga, it really doesn't make any sense. Just 40 days after Maimon HaSinai was 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was going on, the Esam Makkah has been going on for a whole year. He said, Dom, and Spadea, and Kenan, and all of them, Makkah after Makkah, 10 Makkahs for a whole year, and they saw Nisim and Aflos, Nisim and Gluyim, they see Kriyas Yamsuf, and Maimon HaSinai, everything, then they're going to make an ego. Whatever the pshat is, Kuzari's pshat, whatever the pshat is, a pella. The whole thing is a pella. So the Gemara says, Anachanami, Patak. The Gemara says that they didn't do it out of their own Bechira Chosh. That they were forced into doing it. So then Mashroya Sakasha, so why would those who worship Deva, why were they punished? If they didn't have Bechira Chosh, so how could you punish them? So good to Kash. So the Mashroya talks about the Chidushi Agor and Ad Gemara in Avedizot, Ad Gimel, Ad Tal, the beginning of Avedizot. We have to, it's a difficult Gemara, but the Gemara has an idea over here. The Gemara says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused B'nai Yisrael to sin with the Chet Ha'egel is in order to teach us L'horis Tshuva L'Rabim. And by David HaMelech is L'horis Tshuva L'Yochid. That even if a person, an individual person, that even if the whole Tzibur has sunk into such depth that they worship Avodah Zarah, they're involved in an Eishes Ish, it's possible for the Tzibur for the Yochid to pull themselves out. Sometimes you can say Asfar L'Chalik, psychologically, the Gemara has on Masech HaSanhedrin, Asfar L'Chalik in a Yochid and a Tzibur. Sometimes you can say it's easier for the Tzibur to pull themselves out because one person can be mechazik the other, and a Yochid is more difficult to pull themselves out. Sometimes you can say Asfar Faket, the Tzibur, everyone's mechazik everybody else, so they stay down on the bottom, and a Yochid, no one's mechazik him, so he can pull himself out. So that's what the Torah had to teach the lesson twice, L'Horis Tshuva L'Yochid, L'Horis Tshuva L'Rabim. This is a very important lesson in life. Young people are not so worried about this. Young people don't worry so much about tshuva, about depression, but later in life, a lot of us, especially in our generation, a lot of people reach the mid-40s, the mid-50s, and all of a sudden men, especially, more so than women, all of a sudden they realize that they're not successful because they have a different hashgacha of success, because they see the other guy's making more money, or the other guy travels around the world a lot, the other guy's wife is pretty or whatever, the other guy has a prettier, nicer home. Not everybody's successful, but he's not successful in his hasagas, and the hasagas of the other person. Compared to the other people, he's not successful. People are very jealous. And then they decide their failures in life. Then their failures in life, they have to take it out on someone. So they divorce their wives. It's one of the common reasons why people, men in midlife, are divorcing their wives, is because they feel they have chalomet, but they're not successful, and it's all the wife's fault. A friend of mine who learned in Yeshiva have smicha, also Rabbanim. They decided in midlife that they're failures and they divorced their wives and they're estranged from their children and they're estranged from their balabatim and all the people in the community. It ruins families, it ruins society. It's a tremendous, tremendous problem that people have depressions and they can't pull themselves out of their depression. People are sad, they think that they're not successful, and they don't realize that the koyach to become successful is within themselves. They can change themselves, or they can have a different outlook on life and realize that they are being successful. That's the idea of tshuva. Tshuva is not only from aveiros. Tshuva is from being in a miserable mood also. A person is a lousy mood. So he should realize he has to do tshuva. He should cheer up. Things can be worse. He should cheer up that things are wonderful. Things are wonderful, though. You have to have a positive outlook on life. That's young people are cheerful b'chlal. But by all the people, it's important. This lesson of tshuva is very important. People have to be cheerful.
Did everyone say that a day a wife borrows the Torah?
Right. I mentioned the Torah Tmim in his autobiography. Mekor Baruch suggests that how can there be Rishonim who claim that Parshas Paro is the Torah? It doesn't make any sense. Wisdom of different suggestions are given. The Gaon says it's a misprint. The Torah Seif and others give suggestions. So the Torah Tmim suggests that maybe this is the idea behind Paro. Rashi on Chumash quotes Rav Moshe Adarshan, and it's a medrash like that, Tavo Hein with Kaneach Tzoaz Beno, that the idea of Korah Adum is that it should serve as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, that the Korah is the mother of the Egel. So Tavo Hein with Kaneach Tzoaz Beno. The suggestion is that since the whole idea of the mitzvah of the Zechiras Chet HaEgel is to remember the lesson of Tshuva, but rather than read the Parshas Chet HaEgel, we should rather read the Parshas Korah Adum, that's the kapara, that it's possible to do kapara. Rav Baruch Epstein in his autobiography, that's called Mekor Baruch, could be Levitan Chumash also, I don't know. I was a little boy, I used to read his autobiography. I came across it. don't know if it's original. It could be that he quotes it from a lot of things that he has. He quotes from others. He just slipped his mind. Got to say where he was quoting from.
Yes.
In this week's Seder, we read about the Luchas HaRishayim and the Luchas HaShniyos. So Rashi pointed out that it says in the Medrash, I don't know exactly where the Medrash is, it says in the Medrash that Al-Pidin, there is a difference between the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in delivering the Luchas Rishonis as opposed to his role of delivering the Luchas Achronis. Rashi quotes the Medrash, part of this Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu in delivering the Luchas Rishonis had the status of a Shliach L'Halachas Kedushin. The Gemara says it's really super simple. The relationship between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one that's similar to a Kiddushin, similar to a marriage. Right, the Baruch Shalom is the Chas and the Bnei Yisrael are the Kalah. So what's the case of Kiddushin? So the Medrash considers the Aseres HaDibris, the Luchas HaBris, are the case of Kiddushin. So there are two types of Shluchim. Sometimes the Chasim can send the Shlich L'Hilochas HaKiddushin, so the Kiddushin is not Chal until the Chasim gives the ring to the Kalah. Sometimes the Kalah can send the Shlich L'Kabolas HaKiddushin, so that when the Chasim gives the ring to the Shliach, the girl is already in the Kodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik said that it says in the Medrash, I say I don't know where it is, it says in the Medrash, that there is a chilek between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shniyos. But by the Luchas Rishonis, Moshe Rabbeinu's role was one of a shliach l'Halachas HaKiddushin. So until he would have delivered the Luchas to Bnei Israel, the Kiddushin wouldn't have been chal. That's why Rashi and Chumash quotes the Medrash, that he made up his mind he's going to smash the Luchas and not deliver the ring to the Kala, so she won't be in Kodeshes. So there won't be chai mishin eishis ishiz insa. He saw that they were worshipping the chetra eva, that's like an eishis ishiz insa. So he decided he's going to smash the luchas, not going to deliver it. Doesn't deliver the kiddushin, so she's not an eishis ish. It's difficult because b'nei neach are also muzra havadizor. Havadizor is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei neach, for which the chai misa. More has different opinions, which avarice is the b'nei chai misa for. But everybody holds that it's chai misa for havadizor. Shpichas dam says nechum, shefich dam ho'adam ba'adam dam yishafah. Now the desire, they all agree. The question is, what about the other seven mitzvahs in the Medrash? But the desire is one of those that everybody agrees. That's a kasha on the Medrash. The Mefarshim on the Medrash talk about it. What do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to deliver the Luchas? And she's going to be like a Pnuya. So we won't have the special status of Klal Yisrael. So the Anochi Hashem Lekech doesn't apply to us. But the old din of seven mitzvahs in the Medrash should still apply. Is that kasha?
But wouldn't anyway,
so
Moshe would actually give us the Medrash? Would it apply to my friends? After he would bring it down.
I guess he saw that they were going to continue worshipping the Egel. I don't know. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it says somewhere in the Medrash that I couldn't find. It says, I didn't look that hard. It says in the Medrash that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want this Moshe Rabbeinu's role to be the same in the second Luchas as in the first Luchas. He was afraid he may do the same stunt. He may decide not to deliver the Luchas, and again they're going to be a Pnuyah. It won't be an Eshesh. He said, this time, you should be a Shlech L'Kabolas HaKiddushin. So when I'm going to give you the Luchas, the Kiddushin will right away be Chal. In the Chumash, you see that it's different. In the Chumash, you see that by the Luchas Rishayna, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told to bring up any stones, the Har Sinai. So where did the stones come from? There were the stones and there was the writing. So it says in the Chumash, V'aluchas ma'isi l'kim heim, v'amichta michta v'lakim hu. Chorus ha'aluchas. So it says that the substance of the Luchas was not really rock from this earth. And it wasn't rock from Mars either. He didn't go to Mars, he didn't go to the moon. So where did the rocks come from? Aluchas ma'isi l'kim heim. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "So the tachas kisi akoros." It was some kind of a ruchni zdeke substance. It wasn't really rocks from Olam Hazeh. It wasn't a gashmi zdeke thing. It was a ruchni zdeke thing, and aksav was also. Amichta amichta v'lekim hu choros aluchas. But the luchas shniyos, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "No, you smashed the first luchas. This time, I want you to solve the luchas avodim kodeshim. I want you to carve out stones, and you bring them up to the top of Har Sinai, and I'll engrave it." Oh? So that's already a difference. So I guess there must be a Medrash and a Pasuk that says, I didn't find, I guess Rav Soloveitchik was alluding to some Medrash and a Pasuk that says when the Shliach brings a box and the Chassan engraves, when the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Chassan, is writing the Michtav Elokim on the Avanim that Bnei Yisrael sent Moshe Rabbeinu to bring up to the top of Har Sinai, so right away when the Ribbono Shel Olam puts, let's say, if the Shliach Elisha brings a box to the Chassan puts in the ring, it says, Harei HaKala Mekudeshes Li. So the Kala already has the ring in her box. The first time by the first Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring anything up. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave everything. He gave HaLuchas Ma'ase L'Kim Hu, HaMichta Michta L'Kim Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave everything, the Ksav and the Luchas. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shlich L'Halacha to bring it down to Bnei Yisrael. The second time, he was a Shlich L'Kapolo. And the Ribbono Shel Olam put the Ksav on, so we already got the Ksav. It was on our box. It was on our Luchas. The Luchas was from Olam Hazeh. It wasn't Olam Hazeh B'Gezach.
I don't know.
No, the Kesef Kedushin was Iksav. The Kesef Kedushin was Iksav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved on the second Luchos. So the minute he engraved it, it was already in the Rishus of the Kala. The Kala already had it. Because the Luchos came from this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought up this box and the Kodesh Lam made the engraving on engraving. So that was the Kesef Kedushin. The first time he didn't bring anything up to heaven. He took everything from the Rabbeinu Shlom. So if he didn't deliver, we'd never got anything until he was going to come to give it to us. So he decided not to give it to us. He's going to smash the Luchos and not deliver it, so the Kiddushin won't be found.
Well, I don't
Rashi quotes the Medrash that he didn't want to deliver the Luchos to Bnei Yisrael so that the Kiddushin wouldn't be Chal. So you see that delivering to Bnei Yisrael was the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Nothing was Chal until that point. Finally, the Luchos were the Kesef Kiddushin, and upon delivery, the Kiddushin would have been Chal. Hashem, in the Luchos Shniyah, the Medrash points out that it's not so, that the Kiddushin was Chal already in heaven before he came down from Hasim.
The Gemara in Jesus says that the Nashville did a full Galus already. So the Gemara looks at it not as Kiddushin but as Galus. And the Galus was already.
I don't know if it means that Galus not as Kiddushin. Tanakh refers to it as Kiddushin. So why Tanakh? You say?
Not Kiddushin in the technical sense that you need.
Right.
No, the more spiritual
right.
Right. What was, well, did he raise him with the Shabbat Kuzah?
No. Someone was worth more than a Shavu Kutra. If you had a Tzav Yad from Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be worth a lot. A Tzav Yad from the Rebbeinu Shlom was worth more. Beginning of Parshas Kisisa, we have a din, strictly speaking, only applies in the Beis HaMikdash, a din of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Before the Kohanim do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, they have to take water that's miskadesh, either in the kiyur or in any klisharis, the Gemara learns that. And they have to pour the water on their hands and on their feet. And if the kohen does avoda, b'li kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, baruchutz yadayim v'raglayim, so the avoda is psul afilu b'diyev. In the Sefer Achinuch, he writes that they have to wash their feet and their hands, and they have to wash their face also. And then Hafkinah says he doesn't know where he got that from. Where does the Sefer Achinuch get they have to wash their face? It doesn't say in the Chumash, yeah? It's not the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but he understands apparently that that's the whole theme. The Gemara talks that L'Kvod Shabbos, the Gemara says in Bama Madlikin, that L'Kvod Shabbos, a person has to, in order to be Mechabit Shabbos, you have to wear Digdei Shabbos, and you have to wash up for Shabbos. You have to take a haircut. A person needs a haircut for Shabbos. So, this is the din by the Digdei Kuna. The Kohanim have to wear Digdei Kuna in order that the Avodah should be done in a very becoming fashion. The Kovod is the first. And they have to wash up, they have to be clean, and they have to take haircuts. If the Kohen does avoid and he's paru arosh and he needs a haircut, so the avoid is he's oivan and nisa. He's oivan and nisa. And if the Kohen does avoid without washing up, so he's also oivan and nisa. If the Kohen does avoid without big dikun, he's also oivan and nisa. It has to be done lechovet l'sefores, and these are all aspects of kovet. So the chinuch apparently holds that just like the Gemara says that for purposes of Shabbos you have to wash pan of yodav aragla. So the same applies over here. L'kavod ha'avodah, he has to wash pran of yod v'ragma. No, the Hasim just says he doesn't know where the chinuch got it from. Mishtama, that's the answer. He just got it from the Gemara. About it's not the actual din. It's not the mamash, it's the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim doesn't apply to the faith. But he says that's the whole idea of the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The idea behind this and Digdei Kuna and taking the haircut is all the same that the avodah should be done l'chavod l'sefores. The Rambam writes it in, The Rambam writes it in that every day when you wake up, the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah writes, when you wake up in the morning before you daven shachar, so you have to wash pan of yodav v'raglav. Before you daven. You have to wash pan of yodav v'raglav. That's what the chinuch like, you have to wash. The Kohanim will do the avodah mitzvah mikdash. The same guy davening, you have to wash panayim dein raglav. So the Rambam asks on the Rambam, where does he come off to say you have to wash your feet? Well, you have to wash your feet for it, that's what he comes. Where did he get that one from? But pan of yodav, that he can understand. Why you have to wash your face? A lot of students in yeshivas pick up the midas from the goyim. They don't wash their face no more. normal thing, a person has to wash his face. At least for Shabbos Choshesh. For Shabbos Choshesh, you have to wash in front of the other rag. The Sagamar, you have to wash in front of the other rag. What's the machlek? Is the Rambam and the Rambam, they have to wash your feet or not before you daven in the morning? That's what I think people say, that the Rambam lived in a country where the people used to walk into shul without shoes and socks on, used to walk barefoot. He says it's derecheret to wash. Right? He says that it's derecheret to wash raglei amosa. The rabbi lived in Europe, so the rabbi lived in a country where they wore shoes and socks or whatever. So there, it wasn't so important to wash your feet every morning before you daven. Or to wash pan of the yoda. Or they call the child to wash pan of the yoda. As a matter of fact, normally, if in our generation, people think the dikur only is just using your brain, just to think everything out. So it doesn't matter if the guy needs a haircut, if he has ripped clothing, if he didn't wash his face, if his hair is sticky, and so on. It's not so. The Torah says you have to, unless the person is not doing anything that's important, that needs covered. If the person is doing something, he's doing mitzvahs, he's learning Torah. He's davening to the banishment, that has to be done in an open of covered. So then you have to have to wash part of the other bracha. The Gemara says that Hillel used to wash his face every day. He's distressed. The Gemara Shabbos says he's distressed how important it is to rinse your face off, to be clean. I think one of the goyim, one of the chachmim in the Sodom pointed out that the pasuk in Chumash Dvarim speaks about nikiyus hamakom for tefillah. That it says when the soldiers in the army have tzoyah, it says they should cover up the tzoyah before they daven, in order that b'hayim achanecha kodesh, that he thought that one of the goyim, one of the famous chachmim of Sodom, thought that pasuk is the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. The Torah is so marked about cleanliness, about nikiyus hamakom. If the goy said so, it's at least it's some minyan. The goy thought that that's the most important pasuk in the Torah. The Chazal didn't consider that the most important pasuk, but it's an important theme that a person should know, that he should lead his life in an oifen of nikiyus haguf, not just nikiyus that he shouldn't be a criminal. He should have nikiyus haguf. He should be clean. He should comb his hair. He shouldn't have the sloppy clothes. You don't tell people the ABCs of life, so they don't know.
So I don't understand. So
relevant whether he's going to wash his feet or not. No one's going to know the difference anyway. The Rambam lived in a country where he walked barefoot, so there was more significance.
Right. I'm not fine.
The Rambam's not quoting any Gemara. That's what he's not. He's not quoting any Gemara. Gemara talks about washing the face, stuff. Yeah. Hillel washed his face every day. He washed the feet, state Mishnah Gemara. To wash the hands, state, yeah. You want to end the bracha, said, you have to wash your hands before you dive in the morning. But it doesn't say you have to wash your
hands.
Shouldn't take a shower if it's for your own purposes. Let's say on Sunday morning when he doesn't go to work, so does he take the shower or not? So if he takes a shower every day, they'll cover that tefillah. That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
Okay.
He can do that before is also good.
I think one said it's too much of a side effect from the stomach, and here's like, also you once mentioned that it's too much, taking up too much time to be also tzoracha.
That's the problem? Okay.
I would just say, Rabino said that you should be covered in Shabbos.
I think the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there's no chiyuv mitzvah d'shamayim. I think the Mishnah says in the second parak in Zvachim that the avodah is mechulalos. If I'm not mistaken, learn that from the pasuk. The very beginning of Parshas Kisisa, you have the din of Machtas Hashekel. Rashi points out that based on the Medrash that it says the word truma three times with three different trumas over here. We know the din of Machtas Hashekel that all the men have to give Machtas Hashekel every year for the purpose of purchasing korbanos hatzibur. Although a korban yochid can be paid for by somebody else, the Gemara speaks with more language from the pasuk, and the Gemara derives from the pasuk that I can imagine the korban amenashe iskapa bechaveiro. with respect to a carbon sibla, this is not allowed. If it's carbon sibla, if it's minimum stuff and not paid for by the sibur, then the carbon is not called a carbon sibla. That was a machlekes, if you can call it such, machlekes that stukim in the prushim. The stukim were of the opinion, the anir daitam, they were of the opinion that it's the same as carbon sibla, the same as a carbon yachid, that just like a carbon yachid, I could be magdash a carbon amanashis kapa by chaver. A private person can pay for all the carbon sibla. You can do away, you can dispense with the whole din and machta shekel. And the halacha was not so. The Gemara says this is one of the amitzed in the Megillas Tainus. This was a machlekes that was going on apparently for quite a while during the tkufa of Bais Sheni. And when the Chachamim convinced the Hamon Ha'am not to follow the tzedukim and that everybody has to give machta shekel and the korbanos tzibur are not kosher, if one person is going to pay all the money, they felt that a yochid is not a korban tzibur. A yochid can pay for all the money. We pass can know that even the yevid, the carbon will be possible. As to pay for dafki with the carbon tzibah money, dahana with the matzah shekel money.
Can someone give first friend?
Right, that the Mishnah has in the Dorim, shokel or shikla, somebody can pay matzah shekel on behalf of somebody else. Yeah, that's like a carbon yochid. Every yochid is mukhrib to give matzah shekel. So you have a chiv to give matzah shekel, so if you can't afford it and I want to pay for you, I can be shokel or shikla, I can give on your behalf. That you can do. But that one person should say, I want to follow all the korbanos. He wants to give all the money. That's not. If he chooses to, with the haskam of all the private people, he can give matzah shekel for Reuven, for Shimon, for Levi, for Yehuda, for Yisachar. Each and every individual person he can give. But he can't pay directly for all the korbanos. He can give on behalf of a yachid. That's the Mishnah is one.
Pardon me? He doesn't need
permission
to give on
their behalf, does he? Yeah, he does. Yeah. I have to become the Bala Karban, so you can't be Magdash a Karban on my behalf unless I'm asking. Avada? Yeah, that's based on Zachal Yadim Shlevifana. That's the Sugi, right? The Gemara has a whole Sugi on that. Increases. So it's only a Zachal Yadim Shlevifana if the fellow's masking. If the fellow's not masking, isn't it? Right? You don't have to ask him if Beirish, unless you assume that he wants to do it himself. You very often will assume Nichalei Nishal Mevin Mitzvah Ben Amayneh, that if he can afford it, he would prefer to give his own Machta Shekel. So then you have no right to assume that it's his Kuz. But if he's a very poor person, then you hear it, and he's looking for somebody to give Machta Shekel on his behalf, and you can say Zach Ben Shlevi Fana. Then when he finds out about it, that somebody who is Magdish on his behalf, he always has the Jair to be Moshe, to say he doesn't want this Kuz. So all Sugi Ben the Gemara, about being Machish, a Chakos, or an Oilo, on behalf of somebody else. So there's a Mishnah speaks about being mafrish, a chattis and an oila, on behalf of a private person. And the whole thing is based on the inyan of Zofni Yodim Shleid Befanim. And you have to have the other person have come a little bit stuff. So the more discussion is when do you have the umdana that the other person is masking, and when do you not have that umdana. But it's all based on regular principles of Zofni Yodim Shleid Befanim. The Gemara speaks about Vigde Kuhuna. If he's Maisa the Tzibur Yafi Yafi, then it's okay. Yeah. But the real Korban is Tzibur now. That's a Shaila. Why is there a difference? So I think the Migdash David wants to say, because by the Vigde Kuhuna, it wouldn't be Miyaki to the Yavrit, it wouldn't be paid for by the Maman HaTzibur. So they were not afraid. So they said, "He's Maisa the Tzibur Yafi Yafi is okay." But by the actual Korban is Tzibur, I think it would be no good. Even the Yavrit would be no good. Yachid is not Mishela what? All the Korban is Tzibur. I don't know. I don't think so. I have to look at that Gemara. But I think the din is, that was the machlokes between the Tzukim and the Prushim. And I think the din is that even with the Yavid, it's no good. I think so. Yeah, won't fulfill the mitzvah. He won't fulfill a mitzvah, Machtash Shekel. The question is, when the Karbanas HaTzibur are offered, are they offered on behalf of the people who don't give also, or not? The Gemara says in the end of Ksubas, in the last second of Ksubas, then Makriv the Karbanas on behalf of the people who are Sidim Litrom, those who are going to give. Sounds like those who ultimately will never turn out to give. Karbanas Tzibur are not offered on their behalf. That's what it sounds like. It's a Chiddush. From other Gemara, it would appear that there is no such thing. The Karbanas Tzibur are offered on behalf of everybody, even those who don't participate at all. Not only those who will ultimately pay Machta Shekel for this. The Gemara in the end of Bava Metzi also, Akuf Yudches, where the Gemara talks about the Minchas Leimer, also that should be nice of the Tzibur Yofa Yofa. The Gemara says there that it is good. You have to check through when is it good and when it's no good. I think on the basic carbonus is no good. I think on the minimum sofim is no good, if you moist, even if you moist the tzibah. Has to, that could be purchased by the Machtan Shekhan. Yeah.
The Lashon
there that you makrif the carbonus on behalf of those who are seated in the trunk. Could be. Could be. I think that's a shadow. Rashi and Tosis is discussed. I'm not Gemara, but that's Tosis. Basically, this parsha, Matzah Shekel, the din of Matzah Shekel, as we know it, is not really a din of donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chiyuv to give, it's not a donation. It's a chiyuv that every yochid has to participate. Follow every alaf kudim. Machlok is whether after the age of Bar Mitzvah, after the age of 20. Shalom, Rishon. Most of the Rishon, I think, hold after the age of Bar Mitzvah. I'm showing him hold after the age of 20, we have to give Matzah Shekel. And then as Mishana from Allah the Chumash said, he said to these donations, this was from the age of 20. What about the real Matzah Shekel that's made in the dirt? Is that also only from the age of 20? So that's the Shabbat that the Rishonim have on Meshvah Shkolim. So the Matzah Shekel as we know it, is really a chiyuv that's mutal akol yochid v'yochid to give his Matzah Shekel every year for the purpose of purchasing Karbanos HaTzibur. This mitzvah, the parsha presented, is also speaking about the din of donating money to the Beis HaMikdash. The Pshut Lashon Mikra talks about donating, not about the Matzah Shekel for Karbanos HaTzibur. So that's why the Shiltas has the drasha about tzedakah on this seder. And that's why it's traditional in many shuls to make an appeal on Shabbos Kolim, and some shuls on Shabbos Parshas Kisisim, and you're laying this parsha about Shkolim. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a very important mitzvah, of course. The Gemara says that lachatchil it's proper for a person to give ma'aser k'sofim. Three different opinions in poskim, whether this is a mitzvah min haTorah, a mitzvah min haRabbanan, or just a midas chasidus. Rov haPoskim, haChachamas, Rov haPoskim is that ma'aser k'sofim is only a midas chasidus. It's a minik toif. It's not a chiyuv deraisa, it's not a chiyuv deRabbanan, but it's still a minik toif that people should practice. Everybody should give ma'aser k'sofim. The Rambam's opinion of fact is based on the Gemara and based on the Yerushalmi specifically, that it's even preferable to give chomesh. Kol hasher titani aser hashem alach is going to give one tenth, he's going to give another tenth. A tenth and a tenth is a fifth. You should really give a chomesh, one fifth. The Gemara says, Hanavazos, all yivazos yais in the chomesh. That we usually run pshat. It's preferable, lachatkin, you should give a tenth. And if you want to give more than a tenth, it's fine, but make sure you don't give more than a fifth. The Rambam Matnas writes it not so. He quotes in Hilchus Matnas Sanim, and he quotes in Hilchus Tzedakah. He says, lachatkin, it's proper to give a fifth. If you want to be a cheap person, if you want to save your money, so at least you should give one tenth. Or touch one tenth, you should give. It's an inyan. A lot of people don't give Maisik Sokin today. It's not right. It's a very beautiful meaning. The din of tzedakah, the Gemara has in Balabas in the first parak, and it's called the Shulchan Aruch, is that if a person doesn't give shlishis hashekel all year long, then he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah at all. Let's learn that from a pasuk, I think, in Ezra. They came back in the beginning of Baisheni, so everybody had to give a minimum of a shlishis hashekel. So the Gemara says, whoever doesn't give shlishis hashekel is not yet to the mitzvah. Shach, there in Yeridei, Hilchas Tzedakah writes that he always used to wonder why the minig was, and he lived in Vilna, he was a Dain of Vilna, why the minig was that they used to go around the Pushka, the Gabon, to go collect tzedakah only on Monday and Thursday in Shul. Why didn't they collect every day? Why not the practices of the Gabon collect tzedakah every day in Shul? The Gemara says in Baba Basra in the first parak, Ani b'tzedek echaz epanecha. Plus they can tell him that a person should give tzedakah first before he davened. Before he davened Minchah, before he davened Mark, before he davened, not during Chazaras HaShas. He should give it tzedakah. Before he davened Shema Nesra, he should give it tzedakah. Based on the pasuk, Ani b'tzedek echaz epanecha. So why was the minig only to go around to collect on Shein v'chamishi? So he suggests that the smallest, I follow Shekhaz, Mahuchat tzedakah, but the smallest coin that they had in Vilna at that time was at this azar coin, a penny, whatever. And if the person would give, if the person comes to shul every day, assuming that the people come to shul every day, they give that coin on Monday and Thursday every week, so that would add up to slightly more than a shlishis hashekel. And that's the bare minimum that you have to give in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the Gemara Bava Basra. But even if you're an oni, the evyon, you have no money, you should, just like you borrow, just like you schnorr money in order to buy food and clothing, whatever, so the person should schnorr a little money in order to give a shlishis hashekel as well. And once you've already given your shlishis hashekel, because you hardly anything, But now the question is, over and above that, how much more do you have to give? Then the din in the Torah is that this is a mitzvah that depends on how wealthy you are. Just like, let's say, Netilas Lula or Yeshiva Besuka Achilas Matzah Mara doesn't change according to your status in learning or your Shemaim or anything. It's a mitzvah Shavah L'Cholam. Every person has to shake the same type of Lulav, has to eat the same kind of matzah, same type of Matzah Mara. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, so it changes according to the person's position. Some people are in a position to have more Avos Hashem than others, and Yerushamayim. Some people are in a position to have more Yerushamayim, so the Momuchlif to have Yerushamayim. But to give Tzedakah, to learn Torah, or to give, let's say, to bring Oyle Shri and Shani Chagiga, and the Mishnah Chagiga, and the first pair quotes the part of Yishkimas and Tiyad Kivrikas Hashem Lakeh Hashem Asam Lakeh. It depends on each person, Kifi Madrigasam. So there are some mitzvahs that depend on the madrega of the person, either the madrega in wealth, how much he can afford, or a madrega in how much free time he has, or a madrega in his psychological makeup, whatever, his calmness, how much Yiras Hashem can he have, how much Avos Hashem can he have. So this is stuck, is one of the mitzvahs that changes, that fluctuates. So just because I'm giving more tzedakah than a poor person, doesn't mean that I fulfill my mitzvah. If you don't give Shlishat HaShekel, you're not yoytzeh. But then even if you give Shlishat HaShekel, if a person can afford more, he has to give more. The proper shir is, as a midas chasidus, to give either a maisek sofim, or the Ramamite to give a chamish, to give chamish. Even if they give the smallest coin, right, that existed in Vilna at that time, and they'd only give twice a week, it would add up to a shlishis hashekel.
Over the whole year?
Over the whole year.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to give shlishis hashekel every year. Minimum of shlishis hashekel every year. No, over the course of the year, you have to see to it that you have given to tzedakah, shlishis hashekel. Either tzedakah to the Beis HaKnesses, or to the Beis HaMikdash, or to Aniyim, or to Achnas
HaKamah. Is this mitzvah tzedakah?
Yeah. The bare minimum of tzedakah is to, no, the bare minimum of tzedakah is to give a shlishis hashekel. And then you give more than, if you give less than that, you have yaitzeh. Like if you eat less than a kezayit amas, that's the shir. But if you give more than that, every extra that you give is also kima mishir. And by some people, the takanat yaitzeh to go. It's a judge gives shlishis hashekel. Thus, it's one of those mixes that depends on how much you can afford. So then the Gemara gives, recommends as a shear, maisek tov. It's a fair recommendation.
Shlishis hashekel, and then every time you give a shlishis hashekel, we tweak everything that they're
up. No. Everything you give, a shlishis hashekel or above, enhances the mix of
doctor. You get every mice that you do, a whole of your open master. Every time you give something, you get another mix of doctor.
Yeah.
There's a requirement at once you
lose that
in the total
throughout
the year you
give Shlishis HaShekel. A minimum of Shlishis HaShekel. That's
the
mitzvah.
And what is, every time you give
that Shlishis HaShekel? Also, Hem Shekel Mitzvah. But if it turns out that during the course of the year one hasn't given a Shlishis HaShekel, he hasn't been able to mitzvah. Like if he eats matzah on Pesach at night and he doesn't eat his desires,
so
he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah.
Once you give him Shlishis HaShekel, you could give a
Depending on how much he can afford, if he's a wealthy person, he can afford much more. Then it's not yaitzeh b'shlishis hashekel. That's the minimum for everybody. And then whoever can afford more is mechuyav to give more, like Talmud Torah, like Yerushalayim, like Avos Hashem. Up until a fifth, more than a fifth, the Gemara says it's not proper to give. A pasuk in Ezra. The Gemara in the first parak in Balabas, it quotes a pasuk in Ezra that they used to donate a shlishis hashekel to the Beis Hamikdash fund for the building of this. That's not the same as matzah hashekel. For the purpose of purchasing carbon seed. Misha Shekel is a mitzvah tzedakah.
So you're saying mitzvah tzedakah
by giving to the Beis HaKnesses? Yeah. It's also tzedakah. It's tzedakah by meaning to the Beis HaKnesses, to Achmas HaSkala, different forms of tzedakah. Yeah. There's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that Maisa Tzofim is their Raisa, Midin Maisa Roni, and one is only Yates if he gives it to Ani Mamish. If you give it to yeshivas, if you give it to hospitals, if you give it to shuls, you're not yet, but we don't pass like that. Like Maiserani, Maiserani you can't give to institutions. You have to give Dafkitani. But we don't pass for that. Maiserani is the right. We don't even pass for that. Maiserani is the Rabbah. The Rabbah passed from home like the Bach. The Taz in the end of Shinam and Aleph quotes the Bach. His father-in-law. Bach says in his commentary on the other day, Shinam and Aleph is a long story about Hilchus Trumas and Mises. He's not a Mechaber lived in Eretz Yisrael, but the tour did it. The tour made it to Kitzin. He wrote it all in one story. So at the end of Shin Lamed Aleph, the Tzaddik writes, well, a little of this applies to us, namely Maisik Sof. It has nothing to do with Maisik Sof. So he has a machlokes with the Bach. because his father-in-law, the Bachel, the Maishev Ksav, is only this Hasid, his Mishan said he's not right, but it's a real Chid Medina. But I think the Reb Achrayim agreed with the Bachel that it's only a Midas Hasid. But the last thousand Shimon and Aleph in Yerudea raises the Shimon. And the first, the beginning, the Ramah, the very beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah, the way before Shimon and Aleph, talks a little bit about Maishev Ksav. And the Pischei Tshuva there quotes the Shavah, whether it's the Reis or the Rabban. Taz at the end of Shimon and Aleph quotes the Bach, that it's only Midas Hasid. That's how we assume. It's only me that's got serious.
Is there anything special with the Bible box the shackles supposed to go to the order? Like it's supposed to go back on the shul and because it's supposed to be like the minute for Karma Tikkun.
What our minute to give Matzah Shekel? Yeah, that was the meaning that the Gonim instituted, that they should support yeshivas by giving a, making a gimmick of giving Matzah Shekel and Chedesh Ador. Now the Gonim were opposed to it when they originally instituted because of Hashashos of Kodshim Bachut. If someone's really Matzah Shekel and becomes Hegdish, how can you encourage people to give Matzah Shekel? So the Gonim who instituted it said, no, we don't pass it like that Mishnah. The very last Mishnah in Shkolim says, if you have Matzah Shekel with Manazeh, it's Chal. And it's Kodesh Machutz, you can't do anything with it, you have to be going with it. So the Goyim who instituted the minhag, and Achash Shekel said, we pass like the Yerushalmi. Quotes a Bryce in the name of Reb Shimon that disagrees with the Mishnah, that even if one of Machish Machash Shekel is Manazah, it's not Chal. So the Pasuk says, only in connection with the Beis HaMikdash. His man shein Beis HaMikdash Kai, and Machash Shekel is not in Chal. Mishnah has that Machlek is going to get to Bikurim. One is Mafish Bikurim, his man is a Tchal. So the Mishnah quotes Rav Shimon, and it says, Reish is Bikurim, I'm not Tchal, Tavi Beis Hashem and Okecho. His man Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayom, the Hafrash is Bikurim, is not Tchal at all. But the Mishnah doesn't quote any opinion of Gadi Machta Shekel on that. But the Yerushalmi quotes a Braisa that Rav Shimon disagrees, one version of Rav Shimon disagrees with Gadi Machta Shekel. So those who instituted this minute held like that Yerushalmi. Shver is up. Shpashkin against the Tam Mishnah. So that's why the Ramah quotes in the name of the Maharil in Hilchot Purim that when you give the Matzah Shekel for Purim, you should say that it's a Zecher of Matzah Shekel. Make sure that no one thinks it's real Matzah Shekel. You should say Zecher on the sign that they have, you should say Zecher of Matzah Shekel. In big letters, it doesn't have in a small letter. Usually it just says Matzah Shekel. So the Ramah says that's not right, then it's a Hashash of really Mavgish Kosh Machut.
What would be the difference between saying
Matzah
Shekel being Matzah Shekel being Mavgish?
Then it would be chal, right? Then it would be
chal.
That's a good kasha. Why should Matzah Shekel be different? That's a very good kasha.
It's a very good kasha.
But you can't bring korbanos outside of the kodesh. Is an iser of kodshim
b'chutz? That's kodshim b'chutz. If there is no
mikdash,
there is no
matzah shekel. Why not? That's a why. They'll build a base on tomorrow. So why can't I be mafish matzah shekel today for tomorrow? Hey, we ban on mikdash. Why can't it be? It's a good question. No. When they had the building fund for building the base on mikdash, so they donated a shlishis hashekel. Everybody donated a minimum of a shlishis hashekel. But they had to give matzah shekel for the purpose of purchasing karbanas tzibur.
That was the one year.
Yeah. And then the Gemara derives from that pasuk that the reason why everybody had to give a minimum of a shlishis hashekel is because that's the mitzvah tzedak. The minimum shear needed to fulfill the mitzvah tzedak every year is a shlishis hashekel. I don't think it's 1 year. I think it says in the pasuk there that they accepted upon themselves annually to donate a shlishis hashekel towards the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash also. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Bava Basra. It derives it from that pasuk in Ezra. That they were accepted upon themselves to give the Shlis HaShekel for the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash and upkeeping the Beis HaMikdash, and thereby they fulfill the mitzvah itself. That's the Gemara's Marcus in that passage. Yeah. It sounds like you're not mukhif to give a chumash, yes. So the Rambam has, there are stevis in the Rambam, there are a lot of stevis in the Rambam. So one place he writes you only have to give Maisek Sof, and you shouldn't give more than chumash. One place he says, "Lahatchili b'chayv kiv chaimish." There are quite a few theories in the Ram. So Chavetz Chaim has in his Sefer Avos Chesed, he has a long Arichas Zvan where he's meyashav all the theories. There are three makaris I think in the Ram. One is talking about one case, talking about another case. Depends if there's a tzorech or not. If there's a tzorech, if you have b'shalachim coming knocking on your door all the time, then the Ram says, "Lahatchili should give chamishis a chaimish." They don't have the shalachim coming all the time, knocking down the door. So then he says, lachatchili should give no great tzorach. Then he says, lachatchili should give ma'isik tzorach. You try to put away ma'isik tzorach and give it to them. And then you shouldn't exceed giving a chaymish. If there is a tzorach, then lachatchili mechayv to give a chaymish. Then he doesn't really give, he doesn't really say not allowed to give more than a chaymish. If there really is a tzorach, then the Ram holds that there's no reason to give more. So he gives chiluk and he's mendaik l'shanis of the Ram to explain he's talking about different cases. There's no upper limit. I don't know. He talks about it. Time talks about it.
This might say something.
Yeah, the post can have arichas in what you take off and what you don't take off. How about it? They have complete shvarim on this. How to figure out how to give my sixth. It's a serious thing. Baruch Hashem is becoming more popular today. Years ago, people never heard of my sixth. Many years, people never heard of it. It was a neglected mitzvah. One of the many neglected mitzvahs. That's how the earlier person in the Shulchan Aruch does like that. You're not mukhi if to pay, let's say, if I make $100,000 a year and I give $50,000 away to the government for taxes, I'm not mukhi if to give my $6,000 on the $100,000. I only earn $50,000. I'm only mukhi if to give my $6,000 on that amount that I earn that I have the ability to spend. What about you? Do you have to give my $6,000 before your necessities are taken care of or after? Let's say it costs me for rent or for food and for clothing and for education for my children. Mm-hmm. Do you have to give my $6,000 on some total that I have after my needs are taken care of or before? That's a deal in an achron. In most achron hold, you have to give on the full amount after taxes are taken off before you start to spend, even though your expenditures are necessities, like food and clothing. Your hashulchan and a minority of poskim following him hold that you only give my sixsofim on the amount that's left after all of your needs are taken care of. Everybody gives my sixsofim.
That's your needs. The definition of needs. I mean, a person who say lives out in the suburbs needs a car.
No games. Most of the players like that anyway. You have to make up your mind how you're going to talk.
So what happened to Jonah?
Anissa? You wrote about Anissa?
Jonah that I give a certain amount of stuck in the morning.
Yeah. Are you Vazis Yezhi Mechaymish? Right. The Vilna Nagoyim comments. And this week said that they quote also from the Gaon on the truck. I said, I don't understand what this is all about. Quote from the Gaon on the truck. On Zay Yitnu. Zayid knows the Munach Revi. He says Munach Zayid knows the Munach Revi. Beginning of the parish. But the quote from the Gaon Zayid knows the Munach Revi because the person should keep 4/5 for himself and only give away 1/5. That's the remnant. Zayid knows the Munach Revi. So make sure that you leave four portions left here. No. They quote also from the Gaon on the Kadmo V'Yazlo also. V'nosnu. Why is there a Kadmo V'Yazlo on V'nosnu? So he quotes the Gemara at the end of Masechah Shabbos where the Gemara says one of the Amoraim told his wife that she should run in the morning, early in the morning, to run to give the Aniyim money so that when her children will be in need for tzokeh, the people will take care of them also. So she said, what kind of a curse are you giving me? What you say my children should need tzokeh? So he quoted the Pasuk that says that Anias is a kilo yechulazim kevor, that Anias is a gavel achoz a boilom, that it's not shy to think that a family will never be hit with Anias. So you should give the dog in order that people should give you back stuff. So he said that's why it says v'nosnu kadmo v'yazra. Kadmo v'yazra means you should run and give to the other people's stock so that v'nosnu should be in the reverse. The word v'nosnu can be read forward and backward. You should give them and they should give you back. To give stock is in order that when you'll be in need they should give you back stuff. So the code name is the Vilna Gaon. Nunu.
What was the first one?
Munach Revi. Munach Revi means you should leave 4/5 for yourself. And only give away 1/5. Zayit Nu is a Munach Revi. So on this week's Shabbat, the quote from the Vilna Gaon that he said on the trunk. very strange. This we said also, there's a din of Shemen HaMishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make Shemen HaMishcha with special besami, mix it together and cook it in the oil. The Gemara increases as a whole study how exactly they did this. And there's a machlokes in Perek Aleph and Ilchos Klei HaMikdash between the Rambam and the Raita that stated in Arachayim. Ilchos Birchas Hanen and machlokes, what was more deror? The Rambam writes that more deror comes from some kind of a trait of animal in India that has up this, the blood gets caught in its in a pocket in its throat, and then they remove this this container full of blood, and then it gives off a fragrant aroma. And they cook in the middle and it gives off a fragrant aroma. So they write with his masking on the Rambam, he doesn't think so.
What animal?
Some trace of animal in India. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Rambam says, Chalila v'chalila, he says that it must be either a vegetable or a fruit or something from a tree. It grows from the ground, he says, it couldn't be from blood, and it certainly couldn't be from a behemoth tamea, and Chalila, they write such a thing. What's the time of the Rambam? It can't be blood, it can't be behemoth tamea. Some is based on the Gemara in Shabbos in the second paragraph. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Yisrael, L'chum shulam l'cha shamayim, the Lord of the terrible vada, that you're not allowed to use trace of things for the making of the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Rambam's opinion? Why is the Rambam not worried about that? The Hushan Rechash Mayim Lord Behemoth Terrible Vat. The Rabbi says it can't be from blood and Koshkin, and it can't be from a Behemoth Tameh. Blood is the trait. Behemoth Tameh is the Behemoth Tameh. So both are no good. How can you use either blood or Behemoth Tameh? What is the Rambam hold? So the Morgan Avram, the Hilchot Birchus Hanen, quotes this Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, and he quotes the Rishon, we discuss it. Some Rishon says that in Isha Shemishtane becomes Mutta. So this truth starts off as Dam, and starts off as a yotzim and a tome, like let's say milk that comes from a behemoth tomato, elephant's milk, pig milk, this trait. So this dam is developed in the goof of this trait animal in India, whatever the animal is, it's such a trait, it's some behemoth tomato, and it's trait in some dam. And then later on, apparently it gets becomes nishtana, and it develops a fragrant aroma. Blood doesn't have a good reya, so it must be that it's nishtana later on. So once it's nishtana, I declare Tam Chadosh is Bolakan, and the Yisr falls off. No, and the writer, the family disagrees. So that's what the Magen Avraham discusses, Lalo. Later, Paskin discusses. At Shubhas and Achran, what's Taka the Din of an Yisr Shenishtana? An Yisr undergoes a major change. Let's see, if I take pork and I cook it, I'm going to eat raw pork chops. So of course, I'm going to fry it, I'm going to cook it. I take tray for food and I cook it. But that's not called an Yisr Shenishtana. That's what it's talking about. But if it's Nishtana, it means all Panam Kadosh is Dolish.
They have eight
more drawers. Probably not.
So
Yisr Shnitana
is more to
be
used from a
Mishnah.
That doesn't say you're allowed to eat it.
Some people say the reason why it's permitted to use it from Levis HaMishnah is because it's Mishnah, so the Yisr goes off. It's not called Behemoth Mei anymore. It has a Panam Chadosh and it's considered a new object. But then the person discussed what exactly, how much of a change does it have to undergo that it should constitute a Nisr Shenishtana. But then you have little liver pills. Comes from Shefer livers. But it doesn't look like liver, doesn't smell like a liver, doesn't taste like a liver. So a liver pill. Some guns are different things. And maybe that's a major chemical change. And all the pills, all the Shefer pills should be kosher because of the Nishtana. So this really Yesh talks about that. Yeah, a lot of the products that we have today, a lot of the Shefer products, it's only Shtana, such a Panam Chadosh is Bolikam, more of a Panam Chadosh than this. It's part of the problem also. Maybe we should consider that in this situation. Different opinions?
What about pills that you don't eat?
I mean, Rav Chaim Moses Heter and Angelica was a different Heter. He didn't go based on the Heter of Nishtana. He said that it's nips on the Achila Sodom. The Moses says only the Vela, Havuya, Gerku, and the Vela. Because it says in the Kumi Nishtana, when you have a trait from the Vela, you give it to the Ger. So the Gemara says from that pasuk, the Beis Shani Buri Lagir, if it's nifs from the Achila Sodom, is muta. By Chom is bepesach, you have to have nifs from Achila Sakelim. But it's a question of why. The Raita, the Ram discussed why Chom is nishtana from all these refer that we require nifs from the Achila Sakelim. But the Rol Machol and Sasur is if it's nifs from Achila Sodom, that's sufficient to make it into that it should be muta b'Achila. Basically, the gelatin is nifs from Achila Sodom. I bet you sit and you eat it. So the Rosh says, and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh himself, that it should be awesome with the Rabbanim because of Achshavei. If you're reading it, so you're demonstrating that as far as you're concerned,
it's not
just on the Achilas
Hakem. Not even gelatin is used to
fix it up. Chaim Moshe quotes the Achrayim, who say that that's only if you eat it when it's the end. I eat this thing that's just Achilas Hakem. So I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it still is really Achilas. All right, then I'm sitting and eating it. But if I eat a whole thing, why do I eat it? Because of the gelatin? No, I eat it because it has sugar, because it has flavoring, because of other things. Whenever the thing that's nifsa ma'achilas adam is eaten, b'tarub is, you can't say that it's an achshavayan nifsa. It's an achshavayan sugar. And the sugar was never nifsa. That's what Chaim Moses said. Another Gedolim didn't think it was kedai to be matar. Others say that the gelatin is not always nifsa ma'achilas adam. The disease is not always true. It's not always nifsa ma'achilas adam. Now, they didn't like the whole chesh. Isish and Ishban is a machloik, is the Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Brichos Hanen. And this Shaila, what do you do with the Rambam and the Ravid by Mor Dram, Perakal, and Hilchos Klei HaMegdash? What's the deal? So that's all the Yon Achren. Didn't want to get involved in Isish and Ishban. Others say that the Shita Sarambam is not based on Isish and Ishban. It's rather based on a different halacha. The Hainu, the Gemara and Baba Kamra, has a Shaila, whether Chazusa Nilsi or Chazusa Lav Nilsi. Where's that? Nekufs. Can we learn it this year? Kuf Aleph Manalas. Daf Kuf Aleph Manalas. The Gemara has Ibai Elohu. You say Chazus and Nilsa, you say Chazus and Lav Nilsa. What's the Shaila? This is a Mamash HaKira. You say this is a book. And it has a... This is a cover. And it's blue. There's two different things. And you say no. The cover is blue. What is that here? A cover, that's all. The cover is colored blue. Are you saying, no, Chazus and Nilsi is a separate text. There's a blueness and there's a cover. Two different things. An abstract chakir. Mar says, my nafkimina, what if the blue dye came from Isuri Hanon? And I'm going to be nene from this thing, but not only by virtue of the fact that it has a cover, I'm going to put it on my bookshelf, and the fact that it has a blue color fits in. I have different color schemes in my bookshelf. I draw the blue books over here and the red books over there. It looks nice. If it wouldn't have any color at all, I wouldn't want to put it in my bookcase. I would hide it somewhere. I'm nennet in the fact that it has a nice color. I say a person wears clothing, so people wear clothing that has a dye in it. It should look pretty. But what if a person wears clothing that would dye with orlo? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Begin should sell it the Klippi Orlo. You dull it. The Gemara says, Dalma Chazusa Nilsahi. You see, you don't say that there's a garment which is dyed blue. No, I say there's a garment and there's a blueness. That the color is considered like a chet to the end. You're being nana from the color, not just being nana from the garment. So the Gemara says, no, that's a gzeris hakosav. Al altam, al osay, arelim, it says three times arelim. Echad yisra achila, echad yisra anor, echad shelo yitzababo. Shelo yitzababo, so the Gemara says, maybe that's a yetz min haklav. The Gemara wants to know, what's the din in kol ha-tarakulu, whether chazusa milsa, chazusa la milsa. So blight kus ha-shayla in the Gemara, what's the din? The Nadav Yehuda has a tshuva. The Shari tshuva in Hilchas Tfilin, what's a tshuva in Nadav Yehuda? And his son, Nadav Yehuda's son, longer aricha, long arichas on this, about the chalazon. Was the chalazon a kosher fish, or was it a tracer fish? Because they used to dye the tzitzis with the blood of the chalazon fish. They used to dye the tchelis in the big kuna. It was also made from the chalazon. The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos. We discussed last week, or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, the Peretz Yisrael HaMishnah is before Seder Moed. As a punch of a big bikuna, he says that you don't have to, he says based on the Ram, you don't have to make the tchelis and big bikuna from chalazim. You can make it from a substitute also. You don't have to, but the Gemara says, l'maisa they did. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, they used to catch chalazim. We have malachas tzeda in the Mishkan. So the Gemara used to catch chalazim from the ocean, from the Mediterranean Sea, and used to squeeze out the blood from the chalazim. The Gemara says, used to use the chalazim. The Baris himself says, based on Ram, there's no need of Pidin to use chalazim, but in the Tzeez, that's where they made it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They made it with chalazim, they didn't use any other substitute. They made it with chalazim. So the Shaila is, that's what the native Yehuda and his son talk about, how can you use chalazim? Was chalazim a kosher fish? Or was it a tracer fish? Maybe it wasn't a fish at all. Maybe it was Bechlala, a Sheretz Amar. Sheretz Amar says, I've had a trace. Or maybe not, maybe it was a kosher fish. He says, that depends on the Shaila, whether the hook. We have a klal of huchshu and melech ha-shamayim or our behemoth or our vat. You're not allowed to use from the behemoth tmeyo and melech ha-shamayim. So does that apply to the dye also, or does it only apply to the substance? Here it's only going to be used, the chalazin, the dam of the chalazin is going to be used to make the color of the tchel. In the Nebid Yehuda, with the sun both say, that depends on the shayla, whether chazus and nus or chazus or lav nus. If you all chazus or lav nus, then there's no problem. Because I want to say that that's the shikas ha-ramma. Not that the ramma holds that isa shenishtane his panim chadosh is bala kan, so that's what solves the problem of lehuch shel melech shamayim by the mod road. He says it comes from the packet of dam and the tracer animal in the jungles or whatever in the deserts of India. So some say that the Rambam says that you're allowed to use it because it's mishtana. Others say you're allowed to use it because chazul so lav lo. The Mordrov, excuse me. The Mordrov is not for a color. That's just a shot for the Tchelet. Mordrov is just no, yeah. It's a different story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't solve the problem. So the Chor de Ramam is only based on Ishtana? That's the official answer, that the Ramam sheet is based on Isish and Ishtana. Okay? So. Yeah.
You say the same
from
here by snow,
whether it's snow or snow. I don't know. Reichen Mus, the Gemara says, by Sirei Hanoi is also. By Sirei Hanoi is also. I don't think so. By Reich, it certainly is Mus. Right. This, I made a mistake. This discussion of Chazim Sinos is only for the Tchelet. The other thing, not for the Marginal. That's a discussion that the Achreim had when they gave to the Tovah Hashani. Tovah Hashani is a Shema. If the rabbi is so excited about not using safe ingredients, so why doesn't he have something to say about the Tovah Hashani, where the Tashtus implies that they got to die from a worm? And the worm is a Hashrefa worm, it's not a Kosher worm. But they are not done that. And that Kosher on the rabbi, if he's so nervous, if he's so worried about Shrefa animals, what do you do with Tovah Hashani? Some discuss the topic of Chazus Olam Mil Sadir. So on this Rambam, I'm not. You're right. Amor Dror has nothing to do. Rashi's Kisis is a long life seven. Maybe we'll try to finish at the third Maruba. What time is on? A little bit. Mar had on base on the base the places for the machlekes of Yudin and Chachamim from Yuma that he based on Yerushalayim is chalkal is shtotim and loin is chalkal is shtotim. And we assume the halacha that loin is chalkal is shtotim. Yerushalayim is loin is chalkal is shtotim. It's very strange. The Gemara says in Zvachim that when David HaMelech was interested in building a Beis HaMikdash, he was thinking originally of establishing the Makom HaMikdash in Ein Nitim, which is the tallest Einitim, which is the tallest spot in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Nevi'im Darshan from the Pesukim that it shouldn't be built in Einitim, the tallest place. It says in the Pasuk of Ein Seifov Shachem that the Shekhinah should be sure don't Seifov of the Nyamin, the Remcho, the Shor, Yotham, the Seifov, by the shore, the nicest spot is not the very top of his head, a rather slightly lowest spot than Seifov, so the Bishamim should be built in Yerushalayim, which is a slightly lower spot. It's lower than any. The one Yuma has like that, the one Zohar has like that.
Is this in
Yerushalayim? Or is this in where it is, I don't know.
Is it Yerushalayim?
No, it's not in Yerushalayim. No, it's a different place. The Gemara says it was much taller than Yerushalayim. Ein Yudun, Ein Yitim. Ein Yud Tesman. Ein Yitim. So the Gemara says that's the tallest spot, tallest elevation above sea level in Eretz Yisrael. So the Melech once thought that like you have to build a shul on the top of the mountain. You have to build a shul, it has to be the highest building. So Beis HaMikdash has to be the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. You take the highest spot and you build the building on top. And then the Nabi told him, no, don't stay from Shochem, from Dalyeh. So you should go down a little bit. So, some certain Chugan, Chelik Yerudei, asks Akasha, what was the Havamin of Dovah HaMelech to build a Beis HaMikdash in Einitim? If we assume the Halacha that Yerushalayim learned is Chalko Veshvatim, so why would they not Mechalik at Veshvatim? Historically, why would they not Mechalik at Veshvatim? If not for the fact that they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash there. I'm not convinced that Ashid Chashem and Kol Shifteh and Lossum Ushmai Shah, that would be right from the Sifteh and Echol Shifteh, that's the mark of the Din. So obviously Yeshua Benun already determined that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. Why then did he not divide Yerushalayim? And the Gemara says in Balabash and Yesh Neichlein, some say from the Tshuva quotes, they saw some presenting the Kasha, how could Dovah HaMelech have not known where they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash? What's going on? The Gemara says when he divided Eretz Yisrael the Shvatim, so every Shevet got a different Chelek. Some got larger, some got smaller. The large and the small depends on the population of the Shevet. That was one factor, but it also depends on another factor, how far away from Yerushalayim they were. But the closer you are to Yerushalayim, so the more valuable your property is. the further away from Yerushalayim you live, so the less valuable your property is, because the people have to be Eilei Regel, so those who live closer have to be Eilei Regel 3 times a year, so those who live closer just roll out of bed, roll into the Beis HaMikdash, they just get a hitch. Those who live far away, you live in Kiryat Shmona, so it takes you all day long to get to Yerushalayim. So the property there is less valuable. So you see in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, the Gemara says that some of them had to pay money to the others, and the Halakim were divided large and small depending on the value of the real estate. Not all the real estate that was equal in value. The same square acre, whatever, the same acre was not the same in different places. So you see, they knew in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built in Yerushalayim. So what if Dabar HaMelech didn't know history? The history that's recorded in Dabar HaMelech didn't know that it was Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim. They didn't know that those who lived further away from Yerushalayim, their value, the property was less valuable than it was closer to Yerushalayim. So the Chassam Sofer just has some kind of answer. So we suggested the following teretz in our country. We suggested that maybe Yerushalayim Afi Din has two halachas. Number one, it's the Mokom HaMikdash, and number two, it's the Yir HaMlucha. Afi Din Yerushalayim has to be the capital of Eretz Yisrael. It's not some political issue. That the Medina wants to show that the old city belongs to them, so they say that that's the capital of Medina. The Rambam and Hilchas Malachim, of course, are Yerushalmi. That Yerushalayim Afi Din is the capital. The only problem is the Rambam writes that only a Melech and the Malchut Beis David is allowed to have his government in Yerushalayim. If you're not from the Malchut Beis David, you're not permitted to have your capital in Yerushalayim. So that's the question. Is the Israeli, maybe the American government, by not recognizing Yerushalayim, by saying that the capital is Tel Aviv, maybe they want to spare the Israeli government
violating the Rambam? Would only be the Rambam outside the Rambam.
So this is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. This din that the Rambam has, that Yerushalayim Afi Din is the capital, is the official capital of Medinas Israel. Kiryas Melech Rav, the Tilim that we say in the Shir Shal Yom for Monday, calls Yerushalayim Kiryas Melech Rav. That's the capital city where the big king lives. Rashi had two pshat and then I thought some Tilim, when it refers to the great king, refers to the Melech HaMashiach, refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Malkus Shel Olam. But Yerushalayim is officially considered, recognized as the capital of Eretz Yisrael, then it gets to certain degree. So this is, it could be like this. True, in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, Yerushalayim is Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim, Aliba Demis, that was for the reason of the Sifrei HaMakom Rishit Chashem Kol Shiftech Melasa Mishmashah, because that's going to be the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. But years later, in the days of David HaMelech, they remembered that Yerushalayim is Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim. It wasn't a secret. No one charged any rent when they came to Yerushalayim. The Rabbinim, he can't sell and so on. So as Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim is standing in front of his eyes, he knew it was Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim. But it could be that he felt it was for a different reason. It could be that the Tan had been forgotten. It could be that the thought of his Lanes Chalkul HaShvatim like Washington, D.C. doesn't belong to any state, to the Union. The District of Columbia. Wherever the Yiram Lucha is, wherever the capital of the country is, has to be belong to all the Shvat. Shouldn't belong to any one state. Shouldn't belong to Delaware, and shouldn't belong to whatever the other bordering states are. Maryland, the bordering state. Shouldn't belong to any one of the states. It belongs to the whole government. It belongs to the whole country. It's in a separate area. So it could be that that was what David HaMelech was mistaken. About those areas that were closer to Yerushalayim, the property is more valuable, and those who live further away, the property is less valuable. But he thought that maybe it's not because of the fact of Aliyah LaRegel, because that's going to be the place where the Beis HaMikdash is. He thought that that was not yet, had not yet been determined. That's going to be determined later. He thought that it was only determined in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun that Yerushalayim was the capital, the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. When there would be a Malchus HaNecheres, then Yerushalayim would be the capital. Because Mamre had no Malchus HaNecheres. So when HaMelech was the Malchus HaNecheres. Because Mamre had the Malchus HaNecheres. So they weren't supposed to use that capital. I don't know. Could be that they forgot. This is some surface bothered with this. How can they forget this? A loan is called for the shortness. They don't charge rent there. And Mar says, Megillah, you can't charge rent and you can't sell homes there. And the Sheikh Mkubetza says, in Adab, Habai Zain Onechlav, not like Rashi, it always has Gula. Sheikh says, you can't sell at all. Because Lenin's Chalkul HaShvatim is not private property. So maybe that's the reason why. And maybe I'll begin Allah Chalam Aisi Rishalayim Taka has a double status as the Yiram Lucha and as the lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. It could be that they're not necessarily totally Zed Bezim. Let's say to be Moshe Fala Yir Ve'ala Azorah, you have to have a special ceremony. To be Moshe Fala Azorah, the Gemara says in Shavuos, you have to bring a Korban Mincha, which is only Nechal and the Azorah. To be Moshe Fala Ho'ir, you have to bring a Toidon. Shtei Toidus Rishi, you have to bring a Korban Toidon, which is only Nechal and Yerushalayim. You have to bring that kind of a Korban, it's only Nechal on that spot. So whenever you want to extend Yerushalayim, so you bring a carbon taida. And then members of the Bez Mazal walk, the Mishnah in Shavuot describes in the first page, they walk with the carbon taida at that spot where the border of the area that you're extending exists, where the edge of the border is. So it could be that, let's say, if you add on to Yerushalayim, it could be that if you're not Mekadosh with the Shtei Taidas, with the Korban Taida, it won't have Kedushas Yerushalayim in the sense that it won't be considered Mitzvah of Kedushas HaMikdash, it won't be permitted to eat Kotchim Kalim there, because it doesn't have this lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But it could be that even that area is still considered the Yiram Lucham. It could be that even that area, Al-Pidin, is a chelik of the old city, Benegir to Hilchas the capital of the Medina, is Yerushalayim. So it could be that not only the old city that has the Kedushas Yir Atika, even those parts of the new city, that Al-Pidin are Metzuras to the old city in Hilchas Yir. Gemara has in Ketzad Miyabrin, Masechus Erev, and Dinin, Benegir to Tchum Shabbos, how do I determine what's part of the city, what's not part of the city? Benegir to Tchum Shabbos, and Benegir to Ori Miklot, I'm going to get to Egla Rufa, find the dead bodies. You have to measure to the nearby city. So where is the end of the city? And one says you have to figure out Al-Pidin, where the city limits are. It doesn't matter what the municipality considers the city limits. How long is Al-Pidin? How close the houses have to be to each other, and how far out they extend.
I'm going to make an extra one, the fact that when you consider that the politician firm versus Egla Rufa.
Right, that's another din. Some of the Nira also lays on Shushan Purim. That's another din. Even if it's not part of the city limits, still, some of the Nira is another din.
Yeah, but then you make extending the city limits in places that further out there may not be considered part of the city, will be able to read on the 15th. Now they'll read on the
14th. Well, there, it depends on yours on the Kavas Chanim, unless you should be known. I don't know if that extends also. Yours on the Kavas Chanim also extends. Some of that depends historically. Where were the city limits in the days of Yishuv Benun? I have to look in the post. I don't know. Does that also extend? If the city limits extend, I say this whole city is called Mukav Chaim and Yishuv Benun. I say no. The city that was Mukav Chaim is over here. Now, I begin the whole thing is all part of that one thing. It's also reached to the beginning, and it's not some of the near. I don't
know. Okay.
Don't know. Everybody in all the extensions of Yerushalayim,
I don't
know. I don't know. Some say if you have an Arab, then I'll be doing everything as part of the same city. So some of them, Tzor HaTchum is better than Tzor HaTchum. Mam is part of the same city.
I have to come in when you add on something to the city so it doesn't have the Kush and Mingdash. But it has, so we said that it has
a
year, so that could be any year.
So it could be that the Yisr, that's what he brought up, the Yisr to establish the government offices there in the old city of Yerushalayim would not only apply to the old city that has Kedusha Samigdash, it might apply to any part of the Yerushalayim that Al-Pidin is part of that city. So if the city limits extend Al-Pidin, then that whole Yerushalayim, you're not permitted to establish the government offices. That's a shame. It could be that the Yisra and the Rambam, the Shem, the Yishami only applies when you have a Malchus other than Malchus, but it could be it doesn't apply when you have a democratic government, but it's a different Shem. Here the Gemara says a din, all the other dinim of the Asar din, the Gemara has a Malchus. This one, Emelina Bar Tamei, the Gemara just says Gemara, that they had an oral tradition. Asar is the Adain of Ain't Tam Ladova. Ain't Tam Ladova. There's no Tam. They didn't give a Tam. The Gemara doesn't give a Tam. What could the Tam be? Zayin Atam Bezoya Parshas Nosa. I don't know what it says in the but maybe you can suggest some time. Do you have a din? What do you mean, Angelina Boyasamari? Shikim Kobetsu says there's always a Nisala on a Samari. Tanisa Berais in New York, in New Jersey also. What's that the same Lina Samari? Shall be on the Yerushalayim. The Shikim says, Helene, look, well, there was Mutter. The Mor says, it's Amen. Helene, look, well, the Lahabi Yoran Tachrikim is Mutter. Because from the Pasuk, it would appear to kill us in a Kotolori. It's not based on Darshina time of the Kro. That's what Achrenim is. How come Helen Ela Kro is Mutter? Except it's Darshina time of the Kro. We say the reason for the Yisra Alonis Ameis and Yishin Bizoin Ameis. Well, whenever it's Lechvoda, then it's Mutter. But we don't fast like Achrenim. It's Darshina time of the Kro. What is it? The Gemara holds that the Yisra Alonis Ameis, they rise only twice to Haluge Bezdin. By all other Mason is only the Rabbanim. So therefore it depends on the time. And even the Rabbanim, he said, depends on the time. So whenever the time doesn't apply, the Yisra doesn't apply. Very Shver. The Rambam seems to pass him. The Lechem Mishnah points out that the two Lashon is 2 days in the Gemara Sanhedrin. But the Halonis HaMeis, Bashar HaMeis, and other than Harub Yebezin is the Reis of the Rabban. The Rambam seems to assume that it's a Din the Reis by all Meisim. Even though the Parashah in the Chumash and the Chumash Dorah is only written by Harub Yebezin, Rambam seems to pass like that opinion in the Gemara, that it extends the Natera to all Maizim. It used to be almost his mitzvah, Kovetik Brenna Bayamahu, the Esik to bury him, Bayamahu means before the Shkia. And the son of Los Alaeis, not to do Halonet Ameis, not to leave Allah, even if he can't bury before Shkia, unless the guy died after Shkia, try to bury him before Alois HaShachar, not to violate Halonet Ameis. That's how the Rashash points out in Sanhedrin. The Zmanim of the Esik and the Lois Esik are different. The Zmanim of the Esik is Bayamahu, the Zmanim of the Lois Esik is the son of Los Alaeis, Halonet usually means by Alois HaShachar. So the Achanim say, even if one should assume, Chavatel HaShachar, nothing points it out. Even if one assumes that the dinam of Kvur and Halonet HaMeis are derived by all Meisim, not limited to Afkir to Havugi Bezim, nevertheless here everybody holds Darshin in time of the Kabbalah, because the Pasuk says, Kikil us on the King Tovah. It came out with Fulish in the Pasuk that the reason for the mitzvah of Halonet HaMeis and Kvur HaBayamahu is Mishun Kvur HaMeis. So whenever the time is Mufurish Bekrom, and whenever the time doesn't apply, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. That's what the Gemara is saying. When the Kvodah was Mutar. So that's what the Gemara says, but in Yerushalayim, even Lechvodah was also. That's what the Shita says, Pashuk Shem. And the Lidim Eretz HaMeis means even Lechvodah, even if it would have been a normal Meis somewhere else, it would have been Beilin Eretz HaMeis, Mishim Kvodah, to get more people to attend the funeral, but in Yerushalayim, that's what was also. Why? We're more Machmir and Halon Eretz HaMeis. Why? So one could say, one of two possibilities. You could say because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Tushas HaMikdash, and this is the din of Tumas HaMikdash. You're not permitted to bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. If there is Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to get rid of it first. The Gemara says in Saito, in the event that the Saito starts to choke over her drink and it looks like she's going to drop dead, so you say, get her out of the Beis HaMikdash first. The Lord says she shouldn't drop dead and bring the Tami everything in the Beis HaMikdash. Or if anybody faints in the Beis HaMikdash, you've got to get her out there to make sure that they don't die in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to take out Tumim. So if the whole of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, the Harai that you coach and Kali there, the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, then Harabayis has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, then the whole of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So it could be that that's the Gerer Adin, because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So therefore we're more makbid on Halonet HaMeis, that even the Kvodah is also awesome. You have to get rid of the Tumas, not only because of Kvodah HaMeis, of Yizayin HaMeis. It's a separate din of Tumas HaMikdash. Or one could say a little differently. And in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban points on HaChumish, in Eretz Yisrael there's a special din of Halonet HaMeis even by Meis HaYakim. The Chutzlor, the mitzvah of Kvodah only applies to Meis HaYisrael. Because the Pasuk says, Kikilas Elokim Tovah. Why does Kikilas Elokim Tovah? Because the Yisrael are Bonim Lamachim. It doesn't depend on Tzelem Elokim. The Yilma Tzelem also have Tzelem Elokim. The Ramban is master again, Rashi Chumash. Rashi Chumash writes, everybody is created with Tzelem Elokim. The Ramban Chumash writes, so then the Mitzvah Skuru should apply to Nochim as well. It's Mucha Chum in Gemara the Feish, says in Yerudeya. The Mitzvah Skuru is only on Meisei Yisrael. On Meisei Yachim, there's no Mitzvah Skuru. If you have a Mitzvah Skuru on Meisei Yachim, you can never go to any medical school. No one can go to any medical school. They work on dead bodies. How can you work on a dead body if you have a mitzvah skur? You have an essay to bury in a lois essay, you have to leave it around. So it must be that the world may say yakim that they work on in the medical school. May say yakim is no mitzvah skur. But in order to show the Ramban, it's a why is that? Because you kill us in the king's tongue, it only applies to the Nei Yisrael, because we were created as bottom mamam. So we're bottom mamam, so that's special time. But in order to Israel, the Gemara says, Ramban quotes, the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua says that they buried the Laman Aleph Malachim whom they hung up on the, whom they killed, they buried them on the same day to be mekat in the mitzvah that it says Nuchumish to bury on the same day. So why is that? But they were Nochrim. And the Ramban answered, the mitzvah only applies to the Nei Yisrael. So he says, no. And Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, the Lois HaTamiyas Ad Moscha. But not only is there a mitzvah skvura on the Jews, there's a separate din of Lois HaTamiyas Ad Moscha that applies even to Noch. That's the problem. How can you have any medical schools in Eretz Yisrael? Forget about the Brigham Young University. How can you have any Hebrew university? How can you have any medical school? You have to work on dead bodies.
Some sort of before message. In other words, if you don't have any doctors, people get sick.
Right. We don't consider that a topic before message. Then we would work on Jewish bodies also. So the answer is no.
Yeah,
I'm afraid.
Minimize.
Go to Chutzla. Let the non-Kohanim become doctors of Chutzla.
And isn't there enough focus with regard to Kedushas in Yerushalayim, whether it was Yerida from Kedushas from Mizbeach or an Aliyah from the Kedushas of other cities?
Right. So we assume that it has both. We assume it has a lower level of Kedushas on the Yerushalayim and it has a higher level of Kedushas on
the Yerushalayim. From which side does it come from?
Both. That's true. When you get to some dinim, it's the capital of the dinim Yisrael. So it has a higher level of Kedushas on the Yerushalayim. And Midot Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas on the Yerushalayim. That's two aspects. that one could say over here, now the Chalak's father is going to go, has an essay about this. How are you allowed to have medical schools in Eretz Yisrael? What happened to the din of Harlanus make the Yaakov in Eretz
Yisrael?
Rambam, the Pasuk in Yeshua. That may say Yaakov Matunim Kvure by Yomahu in Eretz Yisrael. It says to fulfill the pasuk that's written from Shlakai and give a Torah's Mosh. So here one could give one or two pshat from Hemelin by Shamesh. He could say because there has a higher level of Kedusha Sa'aretz. And in Eretz Yisrael there are dinim of Halon HaSameh. So even Lechvod would also be also here, Halon HaSameh. Or one could say no, it's a lower level of Kedusha HaMeh, which was an Afkemini. So it could be in Lechap and Afkemini, he's going to get to the principle of God and Aliyah's line is Kachem. The Mora says in Pesachim, that when Bnei Yisrael came to eat because of Pesach, and Yerushalayim, so they had to eat, everybody had to eat on the ground level. No one could eat on the second floor, because God and Aliyah's line is Kachem. The Kedusha is only on the ground. In fact, Igmar says there wasn't enough room for anybody to eat on the ground floor at one time, so they had to eat in shifts. So the first shift would gobble down their carbon pestle and run to the roof and say the second half of the stadium on the roof. They would say the hallel on the roof. They would be singing hallel, dancing, and sing the hallel on the roof, as the second shift would be eating on the ground. That's what Igmar writes in Lashon Kazeisa Pistah for Hallel Apaka Igro. They would gobble down their kazais of the carbon pestle. And then the singing of the hallel on the roof would break the roof, because there would be so much singing and dancing on the roof, it would have the feeling as if the roof was going to collapse. Halela toka igra, as if the roof was ready to break because of the hallel. In fact, the Balamor has a pshat that Eimaktir Nacha Pesach Hafikarim, and he says that you're not permitted to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, was because the Mana Mishnah, they used to eat the Korban Pesach and run. They had to go clear the place out in order that the next ship should be able to eat. If they're going to run to some other place, and then they're going to will allow them to eat, so they may forget that they have to say the hallel. They may forget to say the end of the seder, because they went away from the place where they ate the korban pesach. But we say, Kadesha Yehei Tam Pesach with Steve, you should have the flavor of the korban, the broiled meat. The burnt broiled meat should be in his tongue and his tongue. He should remember that he finished eating korban pesach, that he has to say the end of the hallel. What the Balamar says, what if he already finished the whole agor, he sang the whole chagga and everything? And what is the hashash? What's wrong if he's going to eat? What will he forget to say? He said everything else. Then he says you can eat all you want. That's what the Baal Mar's opinion is. You can eat all you want after you finish the Haggadah. Means if you didn't finish the Haggadah yet, then you have to have Tam Pesach Lefiv to remember that you have to say the rest of the Haggadah. The unique sheep. Baal Mar is always unique. The unique sheep. So this is a Gemara in Pesachim that Kagam Aliyah is coming. So the place is in Marcus has a kasha. In the third parak in Marcus, in the Elohim Aloikim, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim. Eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz to Yerushalayim, you violate Allah, you like. So the Gemara also says about the possibility of eating Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim sitting on a tree. The Gemara talks about sitting on top of the tree, shutting off the Basari Kor or not. The roots of the tree are Chutz to Yerushalayim, and then the tree leads into Yerushalayim, or the reverse, the roots of the tree are in Yerushalayim, and the branches of the tree stand out of the fence, out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Where can you eat the Ma'aseh Sheni near enough? The place is there, it's bothered with Akasha. How can you eat Ma'aseh Sheni on top of the branches of the tree? If God and Aliyah is alone as Kach. If you're just like you can only eat Karbonis on the ground level, you should only be able to eat Ma'aseh Sheni on the ground level. That's basic. Basic is to eat.
You have
Muslim for non-Jews? Or for Jews? Same Shalom Chutzpah, where you can have a Muslim. The mitzvah Svurim and Atari Kwash Kvurim the Kach. Muslim is usually not true, because usually very above the
Kach. What comes out of the
country?
I mean,
you have to have the tumor covered on the car. You allow very people in the car, and you don't have cemetery there. Yeah. I think Rosh Hashanah is only a void of burying the cat. It's called the bread. The Gemara says it. Says it's what implies that you need to wear a cover. I think that's the half of the passage just says that. And Eretz Yisrael applies even to Nachah. But it doesn't mean that it's engaged in a different way. I don't think so. So on that basis, Kasha, the Ritva has a terrorist. He says that there are two dinim in Kedushas Yerushalayim. So when you get to Achilas Kachim Kal, we say Gagam Aliyah is one of his Kachim. When you get to Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni, we say the Gagam Aliyah is one of his Kachim. What are the two levels of Kedushas Yerushalayim? It could be that these are the two in line that he's referring to. That the for the purposes of eating my Kachim Kalim and Yerushalayim, you have to have Yerushalayim that has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. So that the Gemara says that Gag Mali is line is Kachim, only on the ground level. For the purpose of eating my Kesheni Yerushalayim, perhaps the Ritvos of the opinion of that you don't have to eat my Kesheni Yikra Din in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Allah is, you have to eat it, Havas Makom, you have to eat it, and Yerushalayim, which has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that for that it's sufficient, the fact that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha Sarah. So you don't need that Yerushalayim should have the lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. If it has a higher level of Kedusha Sarah, that would be sufficient. So perhaps that's what the Ritva was driving at. That Gag Malis was his Kachu with respect to that in the Kedusha Yerushalayim. Probably learn his Kachu with respect to the lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. So he would be a Shaira Allah HaMaisa. Let's say somebody dies in Yerushalayim and they want to be mailing the maids upstairs on the second floor, and they're going to take them out by helicopter over the wall. They're not going to take them down tomorrow morning on the ground level and take them out through the door. They're going to take them above. So it's going to be always Gag Malis.
Tomorrow.
No, take them out through the ground level, then tomorrow you'll be violating.
Why?
Allah is
amazed.
Could be Allah is amazed is violated not only by leaving overnight, could be when you take the maze down to the ground level, you'll again violate Allah is amazed. Is it possible? Maybe. Maybe if it's possible to take the person out by airplane, maybe it's not permissible to take him down to the ground level. Maybe that would be a violation of Eimelin and Baruch HaMace. You're not permitted to take a mace into Yerushalayim. Once the mace left Yerushalayim, another will take him back in. And maybe over here, if you say Gag Malis, when it's gone, so you can't take him down to the ground level. So he died quickly in Yerushalayim. He died on a Gagbar on the Aliyah. Maybe. This would be a Shaila. If one should assume that Eimelin and Baruch HaMace is because of Kedushas HaMikdash, the level of Kedushas HaMikdash, and maybe Gag Malis line is cut, so you wouldn't be allowed to take the maze down. No, it means that if you have a floor that's mopsy, there's no problem.
Let's say,
you have to have a stationary floor that's mopsy. Car is not stationary. You have to have a gagra and aliyah that's mopsy. That would be inshallah if you take out a helicopter also, it wouldn't really help. Wouldn't really help unless you have a pesadova mopsy there. If you have something near the end of the city, some kind of a structure near the end of the city where you can say that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is only at a lower level and it doesn't go past the gagra or the aliyah. Then should I have to say that if you keep them upstairs?
It's okay, that's right.
But you don't have a choice to leave them up there and never bury. No, if you go only to Gag and Aliyah, if you have Gag or Aliyah that are contiguous to each other.
If you
don't, you have no burial, so then it's not going to make any difference. Will they take them in a helicopter, you take them down to the ground? But if there is, there are Gag and Aliyah that are contiguous and you can take the guy out above, then maybe it would be mutter to be made in a Sameza. Possibly. I just wanted to, I won't discuss it, I wanted to talk about the places about Chelev. Well, you got Lodom Kazem about Chelev, about the Hotel Lodom Shilam and Benoch Hoffman Sivan at the Inami in places. We make them a labor order. I'd like to start the next place. I'd like to talk about the Karev also.